Yeah, we're looking forward to coming. Robin, Shadonna, Aaron, and Dave will all be out there. I'm not making this trip, but maybe next time, hopefully.
Okay, all right.
Ben Johnson from Prince, New Jersey.
Hi, how are you doing tonight?
Great.
Great. Are you going to be able to make our New Jersey event, or is Princeton too far away from the city for you?
I'll definitely be there in
Great.
New Jersey.
Awesome. Very good. Very good.
Hello.
Hi.
This is Ernestine Burgess from New York.
Hi, Ernestine. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Great. Great. So our events are starting to fill up, so if anyone hasn't gotten their ticket yet, please call in to the regular customer service line, and if you'd like to take advantage of the buy three tickets, get one free, you still are able to do that. And Shadonna's in final preparation stages right now, so I'd encourage everybody, if they haven't got their tickets yet, to please do call in and do so. I've heard several more beeps coming on the line, so if anybody else would like to say hello and where they're calling from, that'd be great.
Hi, this is Ellen Walker
from Pennsylvania.
I heard Pennsylvania, but I didn't catch your name. I'm sorry.
Ellen Walker.
Hi, how are you doing tonight?
Good, how are you?
Great.
Mildred Reno, Miami Springs, Florida.
Hi, Mildred. How are
Hi.
You doing tonight?
Doing good.
Good.
Yes, thanks for the
Deborah Barnes, Santa Barbara, California.
Hi, Deborah. I think we've got two people from California have checked in so far. It seems to be majority weighted on the East Coast, though.
Margaret Genevieve from Brooklyn, New York.
Hi, Margaret. How are you doing?
Fine, thanks.
Good. Are you going to be at the Brooklyn event?
Hello?
Hi. Are you going to be attending the event in Brooklyn next weekend?
I can't. I have some other commitments.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe next time.
Yes.
So I just want to welcome everyone on to our Wednesday Cotton Health Product Education Conference Call. We get together every Wednesday night to talk about health issues, whole food supplements, and our program. So I just thank everybody for taking time out of their schedules to be with us tonight. And if anybody would like to say hello and where they're calling from, that would be great.
Hi, my name is Kim. I'm calling from Flushing, Queens.
Hi, how are you doing tonight?
I'm fine, thank you. And I'd
great.
Like to say hello to a friend, Carmelita.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, hi, Kim. It's Carmelita.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, how you doing?
I'm fine, thank you.
Okay.
Hello, everyone.
Hiya. So we usually get started at about 5 or 6 minutes after the hour to give everybody a little bit of time to get dialed in. And so we've got a couple more minutes here. So if anybody else that's just joined would like to say hello where they're calling from, that'd be great.
Hello, Frank from the Bronx.
Hi, how are you doing tonight?
Okay, thank you.
Hi, Frank.
Anne from New York.
Hi, Anne. How are you going tonight?
Oh, I'm having my chocolate drink.
Oh, that sounds good.
With kamut and activated barley.
Oh, awesome. Kamut and activated barley. And we're using...
And carrot powder for sweetener.
Oh, and carrot powder. Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
That is great.
Flory from California.
Hi, Flory. How are you doing?
Hi, Amy. Very good. Driving to the chiropractor, but I'm listening, and then I'll get back.
Oh, okay, no problem. I understand. Everybody's really busy. It's hard to get it home and get, yeah. Oh, great. Well, I hear several more beeps coming in. If any, we have just a couple more, or just a moment before we get started here.
Hello, this is Jack from Bronx.
Hi, Jack. How are you doing?
Good, but I'm disappointed. I thought you'd be at the New York City
You're show. Disappointed that what?
That you're not going to be at the New York City show. I thought I'd, you know.
Oh, I guess I'm not sure. Is it a small trade? Is it a trade show?
No, our show. Your show.
Oh, our show. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah,
were you at the last one?
I did go to the one in Los Angeles.
No, the last one in New York City.
No, I have not been to one of the Cotton events in
New York
City. Oh, because
it's the best show, the one in New York City. So I'm trying to get that.
Awesome. Well, I am going to go to the one in South Carolina. We have a couple events scheduled in South Carolina. We're trying to get an event scheduled in Atlanta that same weekend. So if anybody knows anybody in those areas, please feel free to call customer service and get all the info on that. And next time we come to New York, I will definitely be there.
Okay.
Amy, what kind of things do you have at the trade show? I've never been.
Well, at the events, we are going to have samples of several different products. We make popcorn. We share with you some great recipes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's really nice. We serve our nutritional meal option.
Oh, sometimes
there's spirulina popcorn, which sounds kind of funky, but it's really good.
What is it called?
Well, we have a lot of surprises, a lot of tasty surprises, and they'll be giving out recipes, so everything that you taste, there'll be a recipe for, so you can take it home and recreate it at home.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
and
so
it be in New York again?
Well, we haven't chosen another date to be in New York, but we will definitely be coming back within the next, I don't know, couple or 3 months.
Oh, okay.
For sure, okay. Yeah. So we're really going to try to keep the momentum going in the New York City area because we have a great group there.
Good.
Awesome. Well, David, have you joined us yet on the line tonight?
Yes, I have, and I've heard a lot of beeps out there. It's really great to have such a nice crowd.
Absolutely. Yeah, we have a lot of people out there tonight. So, let's go ahead and get the call started. And so I just want to officially welcome and thank everyone for tuning in with us tonight on our Wednesday Product Education Conference Call. Like I said earlier, we get together every Wednesday night to talk about health issues and talk about products and talk about common sense nutrition and whole food nutrition, which is really the core of what we believe in, what Dave and I believe in, and where our passion comes from, is to take control of your health through what you put in your body, what you put in your mouth, and try to help educate people to make better decisions. And that's what these calls are all about, is just to provide education and information and so you can make an informed decision. And my name's Amy Sandoval. If some of you don't know me, I'm one of the owners and founders of Platinum Health Products, and we're extremely lucky to have with us almost every Wednesday night David Sandoval, who's the other owner and founder of Platinum Health Products. And he has years and years of experience in the industry, and he's a consumer advocate and expert on whole food nutrition. So we're just very lucky to have him as a resource on these calls on Wednesday night. So welcome, Dave. Are you here with us?
Well, it's really good, like I said, to be with us and to be with all of you. And we have I guess our take on nutrition. Body was meant to run on food, and the human body knows how to break food down. It knows how to utilize the various parts of industry, what we call phytochemicals, or the chemical portions of plants. And so when we take in substances that are not food, then our bodies cannot recognize them, and they do not have the mechanism that they were obviously created to carry out. That mechanism doesn't exist for substances that are synthetic. And so when people seek out a non-synthetic form of nutrition, it's pretty silly, really, to not look straight at food. And when you look at food, you need to look at what are among the 10,000 edible species of plants, what are the most nutritious, which ones are most capable of feeding my body the elements that my body needs to thrive, to remain free of disease, and to live a very long and fruitful life. And so when we examine that, it is often people ask us, well, I take a multivitamin. And we tell them, well, that multivitamin is comprised of man-made synthetic components. And we recommend that you use a whole food approach to supplying your body with its daily nutrients. So that is, again, setting the table for our discussion tonight. And so, Amy, when someone asks you what is a great whole food approach to a multivitamin, what does Boxman Health Products have to offer?
Well, we start out, and you probably hear me every week on the call say the cornerstone or the basis for any nutritional program, in our opinion, is a green food. And so in green foods, you're going to be getting a lot of minerals and trace minerals. You're also going to be getting beta carotene and a lot of other cofactors. We call them phytonutrients. You're getting chlorophyll. You're getting, but although that isn't necessarily part of a multivitamin, so basically the green foods are your beta carotene and your minerals and trace minerals. Now we recommend spirulina. It's a really nice source of B vitamins. Also, it has the beta carotene. It also has essential fatty acids, which is something that you may find in a multivitamin, you may not, but it's something that is definitely essential to the body. We have our C from Nature. It's an excellent source of whole food vitamin C. It comes from the amla berry. It comes from Kamu Kamu, and it also comes from Astrola cherry. So we have a really nice selection or availability to get our beta carotene, to get some B vitamins, and to get some vitamin C. But what we seem to be lacking, and what we had a really hard time filling the void up until this point, was our vitamin E. And there's so much confusion with natural and synthetic vitamin E in the marketplace that a lot of people were going into the store highly confused, buying the wrong thing. And there's even been some published studies that the synthetic, and Dave can tell us more detail about this, but that the synthetic vitamin E capsules can actually be dangerous. In fact, they don't act like an antioxidant. In fact, they act opposite in your body. And so you think you're doing something great for yourself by taking this super potent vitamin E capsule, where basically you're just giving yourself a whole lot of free radicals. So that's pretty crazy. And so we say we have to find a source for a whole food vitamin E to kind of round out the multivitamin. And so we did a lot of research, and we found the rice bran solubles, and think that that really complements and completes the whole food supplement approach to a multivitamin.
Absolutely. In fact, when you look at, like Amy said, you look at spirulina, it has more beta carotene, alpha carotene, zeaxanthin. It has more lutein. You know, we're all seek multivitamins. They brag that they have lutein. Can't compare to the amount of lutein in spirulina. Zeaxanthin, that, you know, cancer-fighting carotenoid, you can't find it anywhere else as potent, unless it's isolated, than in spirulina. And alpha carotene and beta carotene, not just, you know, beta carotene like you find in a multivitamin. And so there's no doubt that, you know, that when you look at spirulina, you know, of course you get essential fatty acids, you get vitamin E a little bit, vitamin C a little bit. You also get, again, a number of trace minerals. And then when you combine that with C from Nature, which has bioflavonoids, and as Amy said, food-based vitamin C, then you're going to have the basis for a whole food multivitamin regimen. But the vitamin E, and of course, as we said, spirulina is very rich in B vitamins, B1, B2, B3, B6, and even B12, but not enough to, let's say, equal what many people are offering in the multivitamin, what a lot of the scientific literature recommends even for B vitamins. So when you add the rice bran solubles, which is incredibly rich in B vitamins, and it has the most potent form, and this is what's really important, as Amy alluded to, it has the most potent form of vitamin E available in nature, and that's called trienols and tocotrienols and tocopherols. And there's a very complex story about those that we'll get to in a little bit. But before we do, Amy has a couple of really interesting stories that she has sort of ripped from the pages of history We both know the stories, you know, pretty well. So I think I will turn the microphone back over to Amy, because we were talking about these just a few minutes ago, and they're such, as Amy said, they're graphic illustrations in history of how this exact component that we are offering you, the lack of this exact component, led to thousands and thousands and thousands of deaths that were well documented by history as being specifically for the lack of this rice bran soluble. So, Amy, you know the stories I'm referring to, yes?
Right. Well, one of them was the disease often referred to as Tokyo disease, and it was at a point in time where Japan had opened itself up to trade with the Western world, and so there was two societies in the Japanese culture. There was the poor peasant farmer society, and then there was the samurai culture, the rich, the upper crust. And so when the trade opened up, and then the Japanese people were introduced to white polished rice, and they thought, wow, what a phenomenon, this is so wonderful. We've always had this ugly brown rice before. And so basically what happened is the rich people, the samurai class, decided, well, only our children, only our families are going to be able to have this beautiful white polished rice, and the peasant families can keep on eating the brown rice. So after several weeks, they noticed that that many, many thousands of children in the upper crust of Japanese society were starting to get sick, and many, many of them died. And so what happened was, because they were eating the beautiful white polished rice, this had been introduced for the first time in Japanese society, that they weren't getting any B vitamins from the outside, from the bran of the rice. And so that was just a very vivid illustration that although the white polished rice looks maybe so much more edible, or it was so exciting to them because it was new, it was a huge detriment to their society, killing thousands and thousands of the upper crust rich children during that time.
But it was pretty.
Yeah. I know.
You know, and that's the crazy part, because that was an illustration of how Amy, let's look at how we perceive things. What are the senses that we've been given? We've given sight and smell and sound and taste, right? And the thing is that when we look at white polished rice, it looks so much prettier than that dull brown stuff, and look the way it moves across the plate as opposed to that sticky brown stuff. And of course, you know, add a little butter to it, you know, and you got the aroma, and pretty soon you're looking at this and you're going, wow, you know, my senses prefer white rice. But that hidden sense, that sixth sense that we all should have to eat food, which makes us stronger, that sense that we need to hone and we need to literally work on, that instinct that says, I want to stay alive, that animals have that we don't have. You know, those things lie to us, so we got to hone that sixth sense, because the marketers of products are always going to give you food. I mean, let's face it, I know people, they smell grease, and they start moving toward it, man.
Exactly.
It's like a cattle call, seriously.
Well, I know, like, growing up as a kid, if anyone would have offered me brown rice versus white rice, of course I would have taken white rice. You put butter and sugar on white rice, and it's like dessert for dinner. You know? So who wouldn't take that, you know? And you don't think about things like that when you're a kid. And, you know, until I got involved in this industry, I never thought about things like that. That how could there, you know, there's no difference in nutrient quality, you know? So it's things that we have to educate ourselves. We don't know this. The media sells us, eat what's pretty, eat what's beautiful. You go to most Japanese restaurants, what do you get? You get a little cup of white rice. Now I get so excited if somebody goes, would you like white or brown? And, of course, now we always choose brown, but, you know, 10, 12 years ago, I wouldn't have eaten brown rice for anything.
Yeah, I think that a lot of people didn't even really consider brown rice to be a viable alternative.
I'm sorry, say one more time?
They didn't even think of brown rice as an alternative.
No, exactly. Exactly. So, and it's an amazing nutrient-dense food.
Absolutely. So let's talk about one other example in history. I just got a story that was sent to me, and I was searching for it, you know, from, it basically was found by a company that's working for us, a public relations company that's helping to publicize our work, and we were telling them the story about Tokyo disease, and they went to look for it on the internet because they wanted to help us tell the story, and they didn't find that specific reference first. They saw another reference, which they thought was the Tokyo disease reference, and it was about a group of soldiers that were brought together during World War II from various Pacific islands, and when they were told that they should only bring like bags of rice, that that's what they were going to live on. And so they thought they had the means to cook and to store and to transport. And so they brought bags of rice. And after a few months, many of the soldiers died from beriberi. And only the soldiers, I believe the Malays from Malaysia, the Malays who were traditionally eating brown rice, and so when they were told to bring their own food and just bring rice, the Malays brought brown rice, and they survived while the soldiers from the other three countries suffered tragically. And so that was another story, again, ripped from the pages of history that sincerely validates the story that we are, you know, trying to eloquate here, and that's that, you know, there's something really awesome about what's on the outside of brown rice, that you could literally live on rice if it is brown rice and get most of the nutrients the human body needs.
Absolutely. And so let's talk about what's special. What makes rice bran, or more importantly, rice bran solubles special? We've talked a little bit about its vitamin E. We talked a little bit about its B vitamins. But why don't we talk about how it's processed? Because sometimes we go, well, I could just eat a bowl of brown rice every night. Why should I take this supplement? Although we're probably not going to eat a bowl of brown rice every night.
Well, that's okay, because you'd need to have about 6 bowls of brown rice. And that brown rice would probably have to be raw, because when you cook brown rice, the water takes away the soluble portion of the brown rice. And unless you use one of those steamers like that don't take anything off, it just heats it with steam and then you eat everything.
Right, you eat everything in the dish, yeah.
Yeah, but unless you use one of those, you're actually losing a good portion of the rice bran soluble. So it is important, obviously, that the rice bran solubles is the portion of the rice that will be soluble when you eat it, so it's the portion that is absorbed by the body. So we don't bother giving you any portion of the rice that isn't good for you, and only the portion of the rice that is good for you. And like on the outer portion of rice bran, there is something called rice bran oil. And rice bran oil contains some really important compounds that are almost identical to the compounds found in palm kernel oil or coconut oil. They're very immune-boosting, very anti-parasitic, very, you know, very, very important for the body. These are fat-soluble nutrients. And so you have many fat-soluble nutrients in the outer portion of rice bran, of which the three most important are probably trianols, tocotrienols, and tocopherols. And those are known, or we commonly know them, in a family called vitamin E, or the tocopherol family. And I'll give you a little, could I get a little technical in the vitamin E realm for a second, Amy Lynn?
Sure, sure.
Okay, because when a lot of people don't know that vitamin E is in a family of antioxidants known as tocopherols, but vitamin E is the weakest of all of the tocopherols. It just happened to be the first one discovered, and since it was the first one discovered, it was the one that scientists focused on. And so when you look at the real need for vitamin E, and that's why selling vitamin E supplements is actually dangerous, because it only gives you one weak form of vitamin E that is probably oxidized, and it fools you into stop eating foods that are rich in vitamin E equivalents, which we call tocotrienols and trienols. So I'll get more complex. Imagine you have 8 different pieces of a puzzle, and 8 different pieces of the puzzle could be put together to form several different pictures. One picture might be alpha tocopherol. Another might be beta tocopherol. Might be another form of vitamin E that is, you know, obviously not commonly known. But you take these 8 structures, these 8 different pieces, and your body makes with them whatever it needs. And vitamin E is only one of those pieces.
What rice bran does is it gives you all 8 pieces, and whatever form of vitamin E your body needs, it could make from the raw material that rice bran provides. And
wow.
That's the coolest thing imaginable.
That's super cool, and that's the beauty, I think, of it being a food-based source of this nutrient, that your body knows what to do with it, instead of having just one, you know, isolated thing given to your body.
Yeah, exactly. And so the components that we find in rice bran solubles are the most complete form, the most natural form, the most bioavailable form, and the most effective form of vitamin E. And if it wasn't for people finally waking up that vitamin E capsules weren't good for you, no one would even care, Amy.
I know, right. Yeah, absolutely.
You know, it's true.
Right, like they're saying in this article, it says, you know, vitamin E supplements only provide exactly what you were saying, a fraction of what your body needs. Your body must metabolize or break down the vitamin E before it can use it, making it not only potentially harmful, but also at times useless.
Exactly.
So basically, we're spending money, we're buying something that can potentially harm us or perhaps do nothing for us. Yeah, sometimes when we're buying these vitamin E supplements at the health food store.
Absolutely. And so now people know that there is an alternative. That alternative is natural. And we really, really think that people are going to start turning on to this like never before because of this information. And remember, this isn't common. This is a patented process. It is available through just a few sources, and we have, I think, the best price out there. So it is a phenomenal product. It mixes well with anything. It is really nutty tasting, delicious, like sort of buttery, nutty taste, and mixes well with anything. I mix it in my green drinks when we're up at the retreat this past week. It was really awesome to have so many people who were, you know, who were enjoying the taste of activated barley, rice bran solubles, and organic kamut blend all together in our morning drink, and sometimes some carrots plus as well. So it was a really, really good drink mixed together.
Yeah, I really like it too. I've started to get into this, to the rice bran solubles as well with my green drink. But so many people are familiar with oat bran, and they go, well, is rice bran the same as oat bran, or is it the same as activated barley? So I don't need two of these grain things. So tell us how it is distinctive or why we might want to consume this in our diet.
Well, that's actually a really cool way to present it, because what a lot of people don't realize is that oat bran and activated barley are pretty similar.
Right. They both have the beta-glucan, right?
Exactly. Yeah, that's what they're good at. And the beta-glucan in activated barley is way better. Plus, activated barley is loaded with an enzyme called superoxide dismutase, which is the master enzyme of the body, the master antioxidant enzyme within our body.
Uh-huh.
And so it's a slow-burning carbohydrate as well, called a beta-glucan carbohydrate. So activated barley is much more like super oat bran. Than rice bran solubles.
So you don't have to feel like you choose one or the other, that the activated barley and the rice bran solubles are totally different. You're taking
drastically different.
Right.
Yeah, in the rice bran solubles, you're going to find an abundance of B1, B2, B3, B5, B6, B12. Just a potent B vitamins.
Mm-hmm.
And B vitamins give you energy. B vitamins keep you alert. They strengthen, you know, your blood vessels. They are essential in everything from potency, you know, from infertility to immune function.
Right, absolutely. And then, of course, the vitamin E that we mentioned.
And then
what about essential fatty acids? I believe that the rice bran solubles also has omega-6 and omega-3 fatty acids, which make it really good for people battling heart issues, and that it also can play a role in, lowering or regulating cholesterol levels.
You're absolutely right. The omega-3 fatty acids, the omega-6 fatty acids are the same healthy fats that you find in fish, like salmon,
right,
or seeds, like flaxseed. but they're abundant and they're in a highly bioavailable and stable form in the rice bran soluble. So again, the oily portions, these fat soluble parts of rice bran, are different than any other type of grain. No other grain offers this, you know, 33%. If you look, 33% of rice bran soluble is fat soluble. 66% is water soluble. That's brilliant.
That's great. That's great. And I was reading an article just today. It says that that rice bran oil, which obviously there is some rice bran oil in the rice bran solubles, is the only vegetable oil that reduces triglycerides.
And remember that all rice bran oil is rice bran solubles with the solids removed.
Oh.
It's loaded with trienols and tocotrienols. Yeah.
Exactly. Oh, wow. Very
it's an
cool.
antioxidant cooking oil. It's one of the ones we recommend. It's one of the ones we recommend along with coconut oil.
Absolutely. Well, let's talk about diabetes, because so many people are suffering from diabetes. So many people are suffering from diabetes and they don't even know it. So let's talk about how the rice bran solubles could play a role in a diabetic, diet plan.
Well, the cool part about rice bran solubles is they contain antioxidants that that acts to reverse insulin resistance. Insulin resistance is when your body is not able to control the influx of sugars, glucose, into the blood. And free glucose accumulates in the blood in a hyperglycemic incident, and or fails to enter the blood in a hypoglycemic incident. Either way, blood sugar imbalances, peaks and valleys, dramatically affect our health, and diabetes leads to very serious complications. A lot of people don't realize.
Oh, yeah.
It's like renal failure and amputations, right, Amy?
Right.
That's
blindness.
Blindness. And, you know, Amy, people go, oh, I have diabetes, I guess I'm going to have to take medicine the rest of my life. Well, you're also going to lose the quality of life, and people don't realize that.
Exactly. Like you said, loss of limb, blindness, that's something major. That's
serious.
Just not taking a shot every
time. It's not just the inconvenience of having to take medication.
Exactly.
It goes way beyond that.
Way beyond that, yes.
So when you look at something like rice bran solubles, and there's some pretty serious clinical evidence out there that shows that rice bran solubles, because these fats, believe it or not, these fats actually will decrease insulin resistance. They'll actually reduce the body's sort of misuse of insulin. When insulin flows too freely out of the pancreas, or does not flow in enough from the pancreas, because the signals that are sent from the Langerhans are interrupted, again, I don't mean to get technical, but clearly if the gates don't open, Langerhans are little gates, right? And they open and they close. They're triggered by insulin. And if those get confused and they stay closed too long or open too long, bad things happen.
Right, and so this just kind of regulates the traffic, regulates the flow.
Perfect, exactly.
Exactly. So we had a friend who really wasn't paying attention to what she was doing. She wasn't paying attention to her sugar level. And by the time she was feeling bad, by the time she tested it was completely out of control. She didn't have any medication with her. And she did have rice bran solubles. She had supplements with her. And she took 2 tablespoons, just put it under her tongue, and kind of let it melt in her mouth. And she said literally within 20 to 30 minutes, her blood sugar wasn't normalized, but it was well on its way to a normal level. And the only thing that she had with her at the time to use was the rice bran soluble. So there's been a lot of testimonial evidence. And there's also been research evidence that shows that the rice bran solubles is definitely something very beneficial to add to anyone's diet, but especially to add to a diabetic diet. And
again,
along with the green drink.
We're not saying it's a cure for diabetes by any means.
No.
That these foods are highly beneficial because they, if you look at the UCLA study, whole grains are a integral part to controlling diabetes. And in the paper that I'm currently writing, 21 Days to Defeat Diabetes, whole grains play an integral role. And if you're using activated barley, rice bran solubles, and our whole organic premium golden flaxseed, whatever the name is, I just threw it all in there just in case.
Right.
The golden organic flaxseed.
I think it's called Flax Advantage.
Okay, Flax Advantage, which is, I stand
which
by my word.
Which is certified organic golden flaxseed.
Exactly. So if you take those three whole grains, I guarantee you that you are going to have a significant step toward controlling your diabetes. And it says so right in the UCLA study. Not those three named foods, but whole grains. And again, when we look at the 10,000 edible species of plants, we put the grains into a category. There's about 40 to 50 edible grains. The ones we're recommending are at the top, tip top of the list.
Awesome. Well, I know that it's the rice bran solubles has gotten to be very popular. It tastes very good. It's like a off-white color, so it's very pleasant looking. Whereas we preach the green drink all the time, and some of you call and you just say, oh, I just can't get over the way it looks. Oh, I just can't get over the taste. That's not going to be a problem with rice bran solubles.
It's a desert color, right? It's sort of like that's how I describe it. Sort of like a desert, like pastel-y sort of
it's
off-white.
Off-whitey, yeah, off-whitish, kind of tan or yellowy almost.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, the funny thing is it looks like the inside of a seashell. You know what I mean? It's got that glistening, glimmery.
Yeah, it is kind of glistening or glimmery, and I assume that's like a little bit of the rice bran oil.
Exactly, it's definitely. I mean, it has an amazing texture, and everybody laughs that I just take a tablespoon and put it in my mouth, but as long as you just let it dissolve, you know, don't inhale.
Yeah.
As long as you just let it dissolve, it's actually pretty cool. But don't try this at home, or you know, parental supervision or something.
So anyway, it's a great thing to add to smoothies. It's a great thing to add to your green drink. You know, you could even sprinkle it on, you know, or put a spoon of it, you know, on top of like cereal, something like that. So it's very user friendly. I think is what I'm trying to say, and very nice, nutty, bland almost flavor, so it really mixes well with anything.
Absolutely, and like I said, I like my favorite way to use it, if I could get into a little bit of my sweet tooth, is I like to take and mix it with agave syrup and with coconut oil. I use about, let's say if you were to take, if you want to make a lot of this, like for your family, take like 2 cups of the rice bran solubles and then mix in coconut oil until it's thick like peanut butter, like sort of dry peanut butter. And then you mix in agave until it gets like creamy peanut butter. And then you take it, you could do a lot of things with it at this point. What I like to do is take coconut, you know, dried coconut, organic dried coconut, and make coconut balls out of it. And you just mix some coconut, coconut balls. Or, Amy, you know, you could take some almonds, soak them, crush them, and then make almond balls with that as sort of the peanut brittle stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm telling you, you're talking about some amazingly delicious raw food snacks here that are really, really nutritious. And nobody, if you've ever had baklava, I mean, without the phyllo dough, that's what this tastes like.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
So rice bran solubles can be part of some really healthy desserts.
Exactly. And that almond brittle recipe is online. If you go to thporder.com and then you go to education, go to down into recipes, the almond brittle is definitely there.
And then if you do the Dave twist and add some dry organic coconut flakes.
Oh that's really good.
It takes it over the top, I'm sure.
Definitely. So yeah, I'm trying to think. Did we cover all the points that we were talking about earlier? Or did you have anything?
Well, I got a couple of good things about rice bran that are not yet scientifically proven, but they're out there like hanging, and so I think that they might be some science behind them soon. Could I give you a peek into what we might learn about rice bran in the future?
Yeah, let's talk about that.
Okay. Well, first of all, we know that gamma orzinol. Well, we didn't even mention, you know, obviously that we have things like gamma orzinol and in this product. And a lot of people know that these are, again, in the fatty acid family. But gamma orzinol is like wheat germ oil in a way, and that it has those energy factors. It just seems to really boost the energy. And so what weightlifters were figuring out was they thought, hey, man, gamma orzinol seems like a natural way to get that extra boost of energy when you're working out. And so they did two clinical studies, and one of them said, oh, absolutely, it works. And the other one said, no, we don't think so.
Mm-hmm.
And they were both, you know, funded independently. So it's like, okay, well, if one of them says yes and one of them says no, you're sort of stuck in the middle.
Right.
So waiting for more studies. The bottom line is some people who use it obviously
are getting benefits.
Yeah, so but not everybody, or else those studies would have showed that. So the second thing is Q10. And Q10 is not yet able to be identified chemically. CoQ10 is, because that's a substance that's manufactured. But Q10 itself is not able to be scientifically identified in food yet, but yet there is a preliminary study that indicates that there is Q10 in rice bran solubles, and of course that's very good for the heart as well. And so gamma orzinol and Q10 might be those missing link, hidden things that we don't yet know everything about, but we know for sure that gamma orzinol is in there, and studies have confirmed that Q10's in there. It's just that when we try to send it out for independent lab tests, the labs tell us we can't test for Q10.
Right.
We don't have the equipment. And so we can only say that we've heard it's in there, but we can't guarantee you that it's in there, else that would be irresponsible, and Amy and I don't do things that way. But we have heard it's in there.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, all I know is it's a phenomenal product that we
offer. What's your favorite way to use it, Amy?
I like to mix it with the organic kombucha blend, which is my favorite green drink, and orange juice, which is a new thing. And normally I don't recommend putting a green drink in orange juice, but I always do my green drink in the morning with water. And then my second green drink of the day, I'll go ahead and mix with like a juice, and I mix the rice bran solubles in with that. It is delicious.
You're always confessing on these calls, aren't you? I'll admit that I like to mix mine into my Nutrition Now meal option,
mm-hmm.
like the vanilla.
Mm-hmm.
Because usually I would want to put that into, like, sometimes I mix that into almond milk, and it tastes really good. The Nutrition Now meal option in almond milk is phenomenal, you know.
Oh, great.
But when I don't have almond milk available, water and rice bran solubles, I don't know if you guys know it,
oh,
tastes
almost
like
your
almond
own
milk.
Rice milk.
Yeah, so what I did, oh, well, rice milk. So what I did for my daughter, you know, Amy, what I did for Chloe is I didn't have milk at the house, so I mixed water with rice bran solubles. I didn't have milk. We call it milk, but, you know, oat milk or rice milk. I didn't have anything there, and so I just made my own out of the rice bran, and it's awesome.
That's cool. I got to try that.
Yeah, just take 3 tablespoons with like 8 ounces of milk, and it reconstitutes. It's like the most delicious oat milk or almond milk or rice milk you ever had.
Oh, very cool. Very cool. Well, yeah, I will definitely
try it. That's one of my favorite ways, is to use it to make my own like milk water or whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, make your own, like you said, make your own rice milk.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
But without the, you know, because remember, they add in
so much
extra fat, like canola oil or something, into the rice milk to give it that texture that rice bran naturally has.
Right. Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
So maybe
yes.
We should see if anybody has any questions, Amy, but I know you have a couple of announcements to make, but are we pretty much wrapped up with the information part of this?
I think so. I did want to remind everyone that the call is available. We try to make the call available a couple different ways for everyone. And the call will be available in the back office starting tomorrow. We'll also post it on the we'll post it on the website tomorrow, and it is available on the replay line. And I apologize, but I'm searching for that number right now. But it will be available on the replay line starting tomorrow. And
I believe that replay line is 212-461-8911.
Perfect. That is the replay line number. So, again, that is 212-461-8911. perfect. Also, I just wanted to congratulate you, Dave, on the first Oasis retreat that happened last weekend. We had several participants at the retreat, and from what I've heard, it was just phenomenal. So congratulations on that. It's really exciting. And wanted to remind all of our listeners that we've got retreats scheduled for February, March, and April so far. So if anyone's interested in finding out more information on that, please give customer service a call or go onto the website. We have some information on there as well. And hopefully we'll have some of the participants on in future weeks giving us some commentary and feedback about what they learned and what they did at the Oasis.
Well, it was really awesome. Every morning started, if I could just give you a recap with a really nice stretch, a yoga stretch and breathing exercises, really beautiful music with the sun rising in the window right behind us. It was just really amazing. That was followed by a breakfast, and in the morning, started every morning with green drink and fresh fruits, and then we went into yoga. From yoga, we went out to have breakfast. From breakfast, we went into classes, really excellent classes on living food and green food and dieting and things like that, how to shop, and then we had obviously some evening activities. We had really big fires and entertainment. We had, I can't give it away, but some really good entertainment around the fire at night, and then we had outings. We went up to the, attempted to go up to the giant sequoias, but our road was closed, so we had to go down playing in the snow anyway. Then we came back, and everybody just, they had time to get massages. Many people got multiple massages. People spent time, Amy, hours in the infrared sauna burning fat and tar.
Oh, that's awesome.
It's just their skin looked unbelievably beautiful. And we had a lot of time to consult with our naturopathic doctor. We had four certified nutritional counselors on the property, a couple of massage therapists. We had, yoga instructor. We had vegetarian cooking classes. It was just absolutely packed with information. And I hope that in the future, a lot of you will find your way up there, because we also did some excellent training on Platinum Health products, only on command and in the in between. But there was a lot of in between, so a lot of talk was about Platinum Health products as well. So I want to let everybody know that we still have promotional pricing available for the following 2 months, and that's phenomenal pricing. If it's double occupancy, you and a friend, it's $625 each, and that includes everything except for your transportation. We pick you up from a local airport or a local train station. We transport you to the Oasis. You have all of your meals, all of your supplements. You have supplements you take home from there. You also have all of your classroom, all of your outings, literally everything except for your phone calls. You get one free massage, a free hour consultation with a certified nutritional counselor, naturopathic doctor. You also basically have the rent of the place, free use of the infrared sauna, which is 50 cents to a dollar a minute in spas. Many people use it for up to 2 hours a day, basically, having, $60 a day worth of freebies. And it's, really a phenomenal, beautiful setting. People commented that they would have paid for the natural beauty alone just to wake up and see the ducks on the pond and the surrounding mountains and the gigantic trees and, the starlit nights. And so it truly is an experience. I'm sorry I'm waxing poetic. I'm dead now. But we hope to see you all there soon.
Awesome. Well, let me just remind everybody about the replay line. It's the call will be available starting in the morning by calling area code 212-461-8911. It'll also be available on the website and in members' back offices. If you're in the New York area and you haven't got your tickets yet, please call into customer service. Dave will be in New York on the 8th, 9th, 10th. We're having four separate events, so we hope to definitely see you there. So
don't cheat Brockton, Massachusetts, or Greenville, South Carolina, because we're coming there as well.
Exactly, yes. I'm going to be in Massachusetts on the 11th, and going to be in South Carolina on Friday and Saturday the 16th and 17th of February. So, and we're trying to get something going in Atlanta on Sunday the 18th. So there'll be more info to come. So anyway, well, let me go ahead and unlock the phones and see if anyone has a question tonight.
That sounded really busy.
Any questions?
For this?
Yes, I do. Hello.
Hello, I'm here the other for the talk.
What is your question? Please speak up.
Yes, my name is Kim, and I'm calling. I'm new to the line, and I'm calling again to find out about the rice bran soluble. What do you use that in? Is it coming in a pill form? I'm not familiar with that.
Oh,
I don't know
sure.
The
okay, did you just join the call a moment ago? Hello?
I'm a moderator. Somebody,
oh, I'm sorry. Oh, did you just join the call a moment ago?
At 9 o'clock, I joined in.
Well, you know what?
Oh.
We didn't really talk about what form or dosage.
Right.
Which is
I just wanted to find out in case she, like, what part she missed. But
no,
it does
I was
here
for the
powder.
Whole thing.
It does come in a powder, and, right, it does come in a powder form, and we recommend 12 grams, which is about, I don't have a bottle in front
about
of me.
About 2 tablespoons.
About 2 tablespoons.
And
can you add that? Can you add it to oatmeal, or do you put it in oatmeal muffins? I mean, you know.
Well, we recommend you just mix it into any drink, but we also, as I said, we have some recipes for some, like, you know, sort of finger food that you could make with it as well.
Oh, okay.
But the easiest thing and the most, I think, convenient way to get it into your diet is just put it in a smoothie, mix it with orange juice, mix it with your green drink, something like that, because it mixes up really well.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah.
All right. And
does it hurt
also
it to eat it?
A question about the kamut. I never heard of that before. What do you use with that? How is that used?
Well, we have it's a green food powder basically, and again you can mix a couple teaspoons or a couple tablespoons also with juice or water, or in a smoothie as well. And the green foods are just, you know, very cleansing, very detoxifying, great for energy and endurance.
And they meet your body's need for green vegetables in a very potent and effective way, very convenient.
Exactly. And this is a cleanser, this kamut powder?
Well, it's like a vegetable juice. It's like a vegetable juice in a powder form, and when you mix it with water, it reconstitutes, and then you drink it, and it's really healthy.
And you know what? If you're new to green foods, we have an awesome audio CD. It's free of charge. If you call customer service in the morning, we'll be happy to mail you out that audio CD, and it's about 40 minutes, and it gives a lot of really good in-depth information about why we should be using green foods in our diet.
And bring that
or
from.
If you really want
oh,
the information on
what
green foods, you can purchase mine. If you'd really like to learn more about green foods, I was just joking partially. I've just published a new book called The Green Food Bible. And we are a green food company. We highly believe that every nutritional regimen starts with a green food, and we have the purest and most potent green foods available. So the Green Food Bible is an expanded version of the free CD called The Healing Miracle of Green Food. The Healing Miracle of Green Food is available for free. It is called Customer Service, and the book costs $14. And either way, you can't go wrong because the information in it will literally change your life, and you'll be sharing that tape, that CD, with the people that you care about. I think Amy will tell you that that CD started as an audio cassette about 7 or 8 years ago, and we have duplicated innumerable copies.
I couldn't even imagine how many thousands of copies, maybe in the hundreds of thousands now that we
and
have.
And it's been translated into multiple languages spread across the globe, so I think that you'll enjoy it, and it's absolutely free. So I'm going to unlock the line again, and if you have a question, please don't be afraid to speak up and to ask it out loud. Try to keep it short, because then we're going to go back into moderator to answer the question because of the background noise. For everybody out there who's willing to, if you're not asking a question, hit *6 now, and we'll lose all of your background noise. You'll hear us, but we won't be able to hear you. So if you could do that for us, we'd sure appreciate it.
Yeah, does it have to be kept cool? In other words, I add the activated barley to my mother's oatmeal, but I wouldn't be able to add the soluble rice bran because the heat would destroy it.
If she eats it really, really hot, yes. But after it's cooled down enough for her to eat it, put it right in.
Okay, so it kind of doesn't have to be totally cool. As long as things are sort of
warm.
Yeah.
Hey, Dave?
Yes, sir.
Hey, it's Victor again from New York. How you doing?
Hey, Victor. How are you, sir?
Hey, pretty good. Hey, getting back to that green CD, the green food CD.
Yes.
You mentioned that you have it in different languages. Do you have it in Spanish? And how can I get that?
Amy Lynn?
We do not have it in Spanish. We've had other customers or clients all over the world translate it. I believe we have it in German. We have it in Japanese, I believe. But
those are produced by people overseas. We don't produce them and send them overseas. It's sort of just people go, hey, could I translate this, you know? And so we
know.
Yeah,
unfortunately,
we don't have a full-on Spanish version at this time.
Okay, thanks.
You're welcome. Sorry about that.
And what is that number for the free?
You can call 888-747-6733.
747-6733. Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Amy from Bay.
Yes, the woman first.
Okay, slowly. I just want to focus a little more in that tape and the book. That it's just the most amazing CD, the healing power of the green food. I've been using over and over, listening with all my customers and friends. And actually, I never told you that I was so impacted by that CD when I have it in my hand that I translated. I spend a few hours, I translated into Romanian, and I send the pages, you know, like by hand to my family, because they must know why I'm sending them the greens. So whoever was interested in the greens, it's just the most phenomenal CD and then the most phenomenal book. So you have to have both. It's just, you never learn about the green food more than in the CD and in the book in any other place, that period.
Thank you, Lori. That's really awesome. We really appreciate that.
Hello?
David, have you had a call in the past regarding cardiovascular, high cholesterol?
I'm not sure. I know we've talked about our Heart Aid product, and let me look at our upcoming conference call schedule.
No way, city.
You know, I don't see that as a topic listed through the month of March, but we definitely can put that on the agenda to have another cardiovascular call.
We could cover cholesterol real easy though. You take the activated barley, the rice bran solubles, and the flax seeds, and those three things are going to knock your cholesterol levels right into the range that you're looking for. And if they don't, then you get on this call and you call me a liar.
All right.
And I believe there is, I apologize. I was looking on the link on the website to see if there was a cardio call, but I am not finding it right now. So I apologize for that.
Well, can I ask a question?
Sure,
yeah.
Go ahead.
The rice bran soluble and the kamut, how does that work if a person has arthritis, which is what I have? What do you do for that?
Green foods will be great for the arthritic condition. But also, I would recommend another product called Apothecary, which is a tart cherry juice extract, and it's just amazing at inflammation, at reducing inflammation.
You know, it's funny you should say that, because someone told me to drink cherry juice.
Mm-hmm.
You know, whether you do it with the, you know, your own juicer, or you get it from a health food store, just a plain cherry juice.
Right. Well, we have an awesome product from Tarte Montmorency Cherries. We call it Apothecary. And it's a very thick liquid concentrate, and you take 2 tablespoons of the concentrate and you reconstitute it with juice or water to make your own cherry juice. And very, very potent, and it's from a very special variety of cherry that is higher in antioxidants and phytochemicals than many of the other varieties of cherry.
Oh, great. Then the person was right, actually.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, your friend was right.
Okay. And would you just spell that, what you just said, what to get?
We call it Apoth, Apothecary. It's APOTHE-Cherry.
Okay, Apothecary.
Apothecary, yeah. And if you go on the website at phporder.com, you can read a little bit more about it as well.
Oh, great. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Any other questions out there tonight?
Yes, I'd like to know if the rice bran solubles is gluten-free.
Dave, do you want to take that one?
Dave? It absolutely is gluten-free.
That's what I thought. I just wanted to be sure.
Thank you.
No problem.
Thank you. Any other questions?
I have a question for iron. Somebody that's having trouble with having enough iron in their body. Do you have any suggestions for that?
Yes, absolutely. Spirulina.
Okay.
Spirulina is very rich in bioavailable iron, and the nice part is it comes in a form where it balances the iron. It doesn't overburden the body with iron.
Okay, great. Thank you so much.
No
you do a great job, you guys. Thank you for everything.
Thank you.
Thank you. Any other questions tonight?
I have another question. I have an uncle that has COPD. Is there anything I can let him know about that, what he can use for that?
No, I missed what the condition is.
COPD is like a breathing condition. Like it's much like what do you call it? You know, when
like
you're breathing.
Like emphysema, maybe something.
Huh?
Almost like emphysema.
Right. Exactly.
Asthma. Asthma.
Yeah. It's another form of both. They're calling it now COPD.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Cool. Well, what I believe has been incredibly useful is nothing more than four 1-tablespoon drinks. In other words, 4 times a day, 1 tablespoon,
uh-huh.
every 3 hours, starting from the time you wake up.
Uh-huh.
So if you wake up at 8, you'd have one at 8, one at 11, one at 2, and one again at 5. And if you do that every day, then within days, you're going to find that the phlegm is completely lifting out of your lungs, that your body's uptaking more oxygen, and after a couple of weeks, you could begin to repair epithelial tissue, I mean. And,
what do I tell them to use?
Just, I would probably recommend what we call more greens, and 4 servings a day.
Is that what it's called, more greens?
More greens.
Okay, got it,
And then if you wanted to add a second product, we have a product called Immunomax that has many, many very potent immune-boosting and lung-repairing herbs in it.
Oh, okay. Would you spell that for me, please?
Immunomax.
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 Okay. And you said four one tablespoon
servings.
Every 3 hours.
Every 3 hours.
Okay.
Starting the minute he wakes up.
Okay. I will. So, thank you.
And then he cannot eat fried food?
Well, he doesn't eat that anyway. Okay.
Good.
Wow, okay. Excellent. Thank you.
And no fried food, no bananas.
Uh-huh.
And no dairy products.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay, and that's every 3 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thank you.
Dave, also for the arthritis, I have some customers that reported that they are fascinated with the aloe concentrate.
There's no doubt that if there were a third product added, it would be aloe, but the aloe's in the Immunomax.
Okay.
Yes.
Like somebody was for the arthritis, and I thought that would be great because they love it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the aloe is phenomenal for arthritis. Use the aloe and the cherry and the greens, and the arthritis is going to be very much on the run.
Yeah. Well, that's good to know because I have the arthritis, so any information I can get on that, that's good for me.
When you call in Smarta, request that CD, ask for the article on tart cherry, and it talks about inflammation as well.
Oh, okay, great.
And that article is available on the website, too, if you have a chance to go on the website before.
Okay, I will.
Mm-hmm. Can you take more than 2 tablespoons of the solubles a day? And also, when you freeze them, because I noticed in your recipe for the candy that you freeze them, do they lose any of their nutrients?
Dave, do you want to take that? Or I know you can definitely take more than the 2 tablespoons a day. Absolutely, not a problem at all. In fact, in our diabetes battle plan and then some of the weight loss battle plans, we recommend that people take a couple
up to
tables.
Six.
Yeah,
yeah, six
exactly. A day.
And freezing, no problem.
Also, what would you recommend for canker sores for somebody who eats a really healthy diet and, you know, is doing all the things you're not supposed to, yeah, taking care of not eating the things you're not supposed to eat for canker sores but still have some?
Green?
Virusure, green foods, and aloe. What do you think, Amy?
That's exactly what I was going to say, green foods and aloe, and swish the aloe and the green drinks in your mouth before you swallow, and you'll get phenomenal results.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Also, if you have some sea salt and some warm water, you know, the old cure, you know, that helps a lot too. And after you've done the sea salt, then do the green food, and you'll find that it actually, the green food works, and the aloe work a little bit better. So a little bit of sea salt and hot water to clean out the canker sore, and then get some aloe in there, you know, and some green drink, and it's going to be phenomenal.
Take the aloe internally or swish it around?
Swish it around, yeah.
That is pretty much wraps up our
And then swallow.
Yeah,
sorry.
You can definitely, yeah, swish it and then swallow it because you want to take the aloe internally as well.
Took me a minute to digest that one.
But okay, well, maybe we can get one more question and then, yeah. What's your question, quickly?
What do you recommend of all your products for malfunctioning adrenal glands?
Did she say flushing or recharging?
I thought she said malfunctioning adrenal glands.
Yeah.
That would be de-energetic, specifically built to re-energize and to restore function to adrenal glands.
What product?
That's called be-energetic.
It's phenomenal.
Yeah, it's a great product.
I love it.
The product is called Be Energetic. It has an amazing mushroom in it called cordyceps. It also has high desert bee pollen, one of the purest in the world. And in addition to that, it has the raw white American ginseng, which again is the finest in the world. Now, Dr. Bernard Jensen, who Amy and I visited many times prior to his death, was nice enough to share with us many of his master formulas, of which this was what he recommended for anyone who's suffering from disease. He said they must recharge the adrenal glands, and this was the formula he recommended to do that. And then I asked him, why do they need to recharge the adrenal glands? He said, because when your body's under disease, in a disease state, it's overstressed, all of your systems and your adrenal glands get burned out. And I said, well, isn't modern society doing the same thing? And he said, absolutely. He said, this formula could be used by anyone, not just those suffering from disease. And that's when Amy and I decided to offer it to people as the adrenal support that it is so good for, and we call it Be Energetic.
Great. Well, again, Dave, thank you so much for being on the call with us tonight, and thank you for all the awesome information. I want to remind everybody the call will be available on the replay line by dialing 212-461-8911. Again, that's 212-461-8911. Also, the call will be posted on the website starting in the morning as well. So thank you, everyone, for being with us. Thank you, Dave, again. And we will be back here same time, same place next week. And we look forward to speaking with everybody again then. Thank you.
Amy, thank you for doing an awesome job once again. And everybody who's listening, if you're going to be in New York, we look forward to seeing you. If not, it sometime soon, we hope that you'll come to an event, and we'll look forward to meeting you then.
Thank you, everybody. Have a great night.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Good night.
Bye-bye.
Good night.